The witness exercise. Keep on remembering to observe yourself, to watch yourself, to become aware of what you are thinking, feeling, saying, or doing. This is one of the most valuable exercises of the quest. Let him play the part of a witness to his own ego, through all its experiences and vicissitudes. In that way, he will be emulating by effort those enlightened men to whom the part comes easily and naturally by their own development. He will have to learn the art of standing aside from himself, of observing his actions and analyzing his motives as though they belong to some other person. He may cease to practice this art only when his actions reflect the calm wisdom of the Overself, and when his motives reflect its detached impersonality. The student has to stand aside from the thought forms, which means that he must stand aside from the person and look at it as something external to himself. If and when he succeeds in getting behind it, he automatically adopts the standpoint of the Overself. He must make the person an object and the Overself its observer. By adopting a witness attitude, he puts a distance between the day's activities and himself. This helps him bring them under control, prevents them from submerging his quest altogether, and preserves whatever inner peace he attains. To play the role of an observer of life, his own life, is to assist the process of inwardly detaching himself from it. In the field of observation, must include the mental events, the thought happenings also. When he can mentally withdraw at will from a situation where he is involved with others, so as to regard all the parties, including himself, with calm impartiality, he will have traveled far. When he can look at his life experience as something that seems to happen to somebody else, he will have a sure sign of detachment. The consequences of putting the contents of his own mind under observation, of becoming fully aware of their nature, origin, and effect, are immeasurably important.